Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
It's not just for the men and women that serve, but it's also for their families.
This whole town pulls together
to accomplish big events.
It's not just on the diamond or the field or the ice. It's in the stands where I can help bring awareness to other challenges. Whether it's pediatric cancer, you know, we had our 11th cut for a cure. We're grateful that we have the opportunity to bring awareness and help those that might not have that opportunity.
We've won more games in the NFC in the last 5 years than any other team.
Wow. Stayed around back to back, back to back.
Back to back, back to back. Exactly. We're going for our fifth this year.
Plus the Super Bowl.
We gotta do the Super Bowl. Here
okay.
we go.
Okay.
So every event is an opportunity to get back.
Breaks my heart.
The biggest challenge is when we lose some of those good people.
This is 50th season of the Buccaneers. What can we expect from the Buccaneers for this
the
year?
The Glazer family wants to embrace and celebrate and thank. Most importantly, thank our community, the people that were involved in the 50 years, even before they owned the franchise.
Brian, and I appreciate you for making the time for me. I know you are a busy man, so we'll get straight to it.
Oh, I appreciate you. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for coming out and joining us today.
Absolutely.
This is a special day.
Yes, it is.
How about
salute
that?
To service.
Salute to service, and it's in the fabric of our community. Mm-hmm. You know, MacDill Air Force Base, Central Command, mm-hmm. Special Forces right down the street, and I just have a personal interest in it. It's we can't do what we do without the men and women in our armed forces. And you know, the Glazers family, our entire organization, Coach Todd Bowles, Jason Light, our general manager, it's throughout our organization, our appreciation and gratitude for the men and women in our community, retired, active, doesn't matter. And that's what today's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, Special Forces, I don't know if you saw it, they jumped in, they brought that ball. And it excited these, and you know, it's not just for the men and women that serve, but it's also for their families. Mm-hmm. And that's what really over there, the children, the wives, the spouses that are there day in and day out. And I'm not telling you anything, you know that.
Yes,
you know the grind, you know the risk, you know the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And for us to have one day set aside to say thank you, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and that's very meaningful, because especially when they jump down, you can just see the gratitude.
Oh my gosh.
You just see the gratitude.
No. So, and then I always have a surprise in my back pocket, and I announce that everyone in attendance today is going to get an email tomorrow inviting them to join us for our game next Saturday night.
Wow.
So I hope you can join us.
I hope I can.
Next Saturday night, 7:30, under the lights, we're going to kick off our 50th season.
Yes. Let's talk about
now,
the 50th
That was
season.
A long time before you even remember.
Yeah, it was.
I've been, you know, and for the Bucs to be 50 years old, it's amazing.
Yes,
and it's a tribute to this community, the support that we've had over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about Titletown, you talk about Champa Bay. You know, it's not just on the diamond or the field or the ice. It's in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I call fandom. Mm-hmm. And the support that all of professional sports gets, you know, is amazing. It's just, is a sports. But before that, it's a military town. And that's why I love Tampa. I've been here since 1998, and it's the people, it's the makeup, it's the mayor, it's the police chief, it's the fire chief, it's the sheriff. This whole town pulls together to accomplish big events, to mourn the challenges. You know, last year with the hurricanes that hit this community.
Back to back.
Back to back. I mean, people stood up, they were there. You know, it's the resilience, the support. You know, just people getting out and supporting their neighbor, and that's what makes Tampa is what it is. That's why I'm here, and for me to have a position like I do,
where I can help bring awareness to other challenges, whether it's pediatric cancer. You know, we had our 11th cut for a cure this past June, and we had 20 little boys and girls come with their spouse, with their siblings and their parents, and they entered the facility right where you came in, mm-hmm. on a red carpet with our drum line and our cheerleaders welcoming them. Some of those kids came right from the hospital.
Wow.
From chemo and radiation, and you know, their parents looked and they said they haven't smiled, and now I got them good one. And they met all the players, and they got to shave my head and paint some players' head. And so it's just a platform that we have, whether it's a community, you know, a high school football team that wins a state championship, mm-hmm. or a police officer that served this great community for 30 years and we want to say thank you in his retirement. It's Tampa Bay, and as Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we're grateful that we have the opportunity to bring awareness and help those that might not have that opportunity. So that's what I do. That's my elevator skill.
You have a pretty cool job because you.
And I don't forget
you
any day.
The impact that you're making to everyone.
Yeah,
that's what I spoke to Courtney about the impact that the Glacier family and the Buccaneers are bringing to the Tampa Bay community.
Yeah, very grateful.
Yes, very grateful. Everyone see it because y'all are very consistent. Very consistent. Four consecutive titles for the Buccaneers.
Man, let's talk football here. We've won more games in the NFC in the last 5 years than any other team.
Wow.
We're the only team to make the playoffs the last 5 years, each of the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And you're right. 5 years ago, I couldn't tell you that we ever won in 45 years back-to-back division titles. Mm-hmm. And now we're going for our fifth.
You stayed around back-to-back.
Exactly. We're going for our fifth this year.
Plus the Super Bowl. We got to do the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. So that's special.
That's one thing I was speaking about with Courtney, is just the consistency. And you spoke about resilience. You have to be resilient through anything, through the weather, through trial and error.
Yes.
Figuring out how to get to the next step, and y'all are showing it as ever. Y'all are leading.
You got to learn.
Yeah.
You got to learn. You know, not everything is executed the way you want it. So every event is an opportunity to get better.
Yes, it
every,
is.
We put 100 people out throughout the stadium as people are entering, and with signs in their hand that says, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to look for the problems before they're problems.
Right.
Right, because
right.
if we can turn lemon juice into lemonade, mm-hmm. it's a win.
Yes.
Things are going to happen. A 28-year-old stadium, traffic, heat, you know, things happen. Mm-hmm. But if we can be there, you know, to try to discover an issue or a situation before it develops and we can correct it, that's a win.
Yes, it is.
You know, perception is reality.
Yes, it is.
And you got to combat it. And it takes a team effort.
Yes.
It's the brick and mortar. This is a beautiful building here. Mm-hmm. We got our flagship football. And yes. We got our big flag and all that.
Yes.
But it's not the brick and mortar that makes this place special. It's the people.
Yes, it is.
It's the people. We've got 150 people on the football side that report up to Jason Light.
Okay.
We got about 250 people on the business side.
Mm.
And the thing I'm most proud of out of those 250 people, 71 of them have more than 10 years experience with us.
Wow.
So that's the tenure that we're trying to retain and to keep good people.
Yeah.
You know, that's number one is to recruit, mm-hmm. then to retain.
Yeah.
In any business, recruit, retain. And what breaks my heart, and the biggest challenge, is when we lose some of those good people. And you know why we lose them? The number one reason why we lose them?
Why?
Because they can find opportunities in other organizations that I can't provide them. Because I have those 71 people that are here that love it.
Yeah.
You know, so we recruit people underneath. They learn from the best, and then they go branch their wings.
Wow.
You know, the gentleman that you met earlier, Nelson Luiz, is an example.
Yes.
He came to us as an intern, worked his way into our public relations department.
Mm-hmm.
He had a leader above him that wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out and cut his teeth in the NBA, mm-hmm. in the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, he came back to us, and now he's our chief communications officer.
Wow, look at that.
Grew up in Tampa, Jesuit High School, born and raised a Buccaneer fan. Started out his career as an intern and comes back and is now our chief communications officer.
And that's the power of consistency.
That's the power of consistency.
It's all about time, and the more y'all are consistent.
Yeah, no.
That's
but you got to learn. You know, there's fumbles in football.
Absolutely. There's turnovers as well.
There's turnovers. Okay. We don't want to create the same turnovers. We want to learn from those turnovers. And every day you can learn.
Absolutely.
Every day we can get better.
Yeah.
I tell our folks coming in, the worst complaint we can hear, the number one worst complaint we can hear, is the one we don't hear.
Yeah.
Because you can't correct it.
So we want to ask, we want to find. We do a lot of surveys.
Yeah.
How can we get better?
Yeah.
Internal as well as external. How can we get better in our environment as a Buccaneer family?
Yeah.
What can we do better? What can we do to motivate our employees? Because a happy employee team creates a happy team
yeah.
creates and gives it back to this great community.
This is great. I know it's been like 10 minutes. I do want to respect your time. Brian, yeah. I do appreciate it. This is 50th season of the Buccaneers. What can we expect from the Buccaneers for this year?
You know, a lot of organizations celebrate milestones like that,
okay.
and it's a big event.
Yes.
There it is. We're going to do this ribbon cutting or this announcement on this day. You know, not us. The Glazer family wants to embrace and celebrate and thank, most importantly, thank our community, the people that were involved in the 50 years, even before they owned the franchise.
Yeah.
And you're going to see something each and every week. Mm-hmm. Throughout the season, we're going to be reminiscing and thanking the people that put it together and thanking this community for the support. You know, it's been amazing. It's the people.
Yeah.
So what can you expect? You can expect a big thank you throughout the season. And hopefully it's capped off with a Super Bowl appearance in Santa Clara, California, as the NFC champions.
Yes.
And we, you know, we're 2-0 in those Super Bowl games. We want to stay 3-0.
3-0.
But we got to make it first, so we don't talk about it. But, you know, first thing we want to do is win our fifth division title.
Yes.
And we haven't been ever going to say that. And we're just going to take it week by week.
Week by week, month by month.
That's exactly right. We're led by Todd Bowles. He's entering his fourth season as our head coach.
He just resigned, right?
Just resigned. Okay. He's excited.
Okay.
Jason Light just resigned as our general manager. And Baker Mayfield, I mean, on and off the field, that gentleman is a leader.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky and proud to have him leading our locker room.
Yes.
And it's going to be an exciting season. So I hope you can make it out and join us.
Yes, I am.
Next week, everybody, I got to go tell all those people in the stands today. Okay. Everybody here for our Salute to Service practice is invited to come back as our guest for our kickoff game, August 9th, under the lights at Raymond James Stadium. So I got to get that word out, but
yes,
I hope you can join us.
I will be there.
Thank you very much.
Again, I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for your service, your wife's sacrifice and support of you, and thanks for coming out today.
Thank you,
having a little glimpse of what Tampa Bay Buccaneer football is all about and what our organization's about. It's a privilege to be members of this community, and we just want to do that each and every day.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Brother.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.